And this is part two of Launch Out, and I'm entitling this one Into the Deep. Launch Out Into the Deep. This has to do with our faith and how purpose will drive you to trust God more and more. Understand something about the Lord. The Lord is a God of more and more. Amen. Not less and less. Amen. Some people want less and less. God is a God of more and more. Not greed, not covetousness. The devil always takes things and tries to pervert and twist and make them ungodly. But God is a God of more and more. A God of increase. A God of exponential multiplication. It's just sometime our storehouse or our spirit man is not ready to contain what God is ready to pour out. Amen? Amen. So we're gonna launch out. But before we do that, I wanna lay a foundation again, and I pray that God will give to you. And some of you were in the first service, but to you, the same that he gave or released in our first service, I try to, on many occasions, stay along the same line to give you as well what we receive. You can always get the CDs, though, and stay abreast of everything that's going on. But look at someone and tell them, it's time to launch out. Now, when I talk about that, I don't mean quit your job. You know, I don't do foolish things. Things first must start in your spirit. Until you can see things in your spirit, stop trying to achieve them in the natural, because you're limited with natural reason. But if you can see it in your spirit, if you're in that realm of possibility, if you use your imagination to bridge the seen realm to the unseen realm, and you develop the dominant image, and that becomes how you talk, how you walk, and who you are, you don't have to pursue things. You can enter that place of faith rest. You'll bump into it. Amen. It will overtake you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be. God is not a liar. Amen. They will be added to you. Opportunity. We're going to do a message here soon, Lord willing, entitled Giant Opportunities. Because people see giant, they don't see giants as opportunities. Because they're in a place called the shallows. How many like the beach? Yeah, it's interesting. Nobody? Folk live right on the water. Never been to the beach. Let's take a look at something here. I want to start this message in Genesis, chapter number 2 and verse 7. We are in a prophetic flow. And I want you to really grasp what we mean when we talk about the prophetic. You don't have to be a prophet. You know, prophets prophesy. You know, God gives them to see things. But what you can and should be is a prophetic person. There is a river that flows in your life. But like a beaver, you can dam it up. You can stop it from flowing. Amen. Amen. Let's take a look at this all the way from the book of Genesis, chapter 2 and verse number 7. Let's start there. Genesis 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. Hold it there a moment. And a river went out of Eden. And from there, coming out of Eden, it parted and became four heads. In other words, it went in four directions. Next verse. The name of the first is Pison. That is it which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Let me see. Did I want to stop there? No, keep going. And the gold of that land is good. There is Delium and onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same it is that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Stop there. Okay, my point. When God created or planted the Garden of Eden, the delightful place, that's what Eden means. He put the man there to till the garden, to expand the garden, to extend it, to increase it. But out of the garden flowed a river that broke off into four tributaries. The first one, Pison, and it says where there was gold. Isn't that interesting for God to mention gold? And the first mention of gold in the New Testament is when the wise men brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh to worship.
Amen.
There's significance to this. We won't get into that right now. But the first river led to Havilah, where there was gold. Okay. Now, having said that, in Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1 through 5, we see another shadow or type. And it has to do with a river. It says here, Ezekiel in this vision and visitation that he had, he said, afterward, this man brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Notice the word altar there. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way within without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Verse 5, afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Okay, Genesis, we see out of Eden flowed a river that broke off into four tributaries. And the number four is the number of the world, north, south, east, west. You know, all the different things concerning the world have four. So that water that came out of Eden covered everything. Everything having to do with anything in the world. Here we see Ezekiel having a vision of a temple, a house, where the water comes from the altar and flows out. And it, in stages, becomes deep enough to where he has to swim in order to pass over. Okay? Now, go to John chapter 7 and verse 38. And now I'm speaking to you from a prophetic, not apathetic, but prophetic frequency. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Someone say rivers.
Rivers.
Now, we've gone from Genesis to John, and we see rivers. Genesis, we see them coming forth from Eden. Ezekiel, we see them coming forth from an altar, in a house, or in a temple. Here, the Lord says, he that believes on me, as the word of God has said, out of his spirit, his belly, his innermost being, shall flow these rivers, rivers of living water. All right? Now, my point is this. Eden, when Adam fell and the cherubim would not allow man to enter in anymore, and Eden, you know, today, I don't care how they excavate or, you know, anthropology and try to, you know, find all these, they'll never find Eden. God hid that geographical place. And in the old covenant, bridging into the new, it was a temple where there was a veil where God would show up and all the power and the might of God would flow out. Today, look at someone and tell them, you are the temple. Now, this is very important for us to understand. God does not dwell in temples made by man's hands. Now, because we meet here, it's an atmosphere has been carved out that God preserves. It's like when you if you ever visit the Holy Land, it's like God carved out some stuff there. You know, even though people aren't saved and don't care about God, still practicing old religion and stuff, you can tell the Lord was there. He left a residue because his people were there and are there today. And because we gather here, but see, God doesn't dwell here. Amen. He meets us here because two or more of us gather. But now, God will go with you to your job. In other words, this is not the church. You are the church. And so even when we go our separate ways temporarily, we are still the church. So the church should be represented everywhere that we go. And not only that, but the rivers are to flow. Everywhere we go. We don't have to wait to get here for the river.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.